I did it my way. Or what is a man?
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. and rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again at Saturdays at noon. If you're listening while we're live on Thursday morning, please call in at 805-564-1290 or toll-free at 866-564-1290 or email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. I have a question for you Santa Barbara and Montecito listeners. I have a long-lost friend who lives in Montecito, and I'd sure like to get in touch with him again. His name is Jeff Berry. He's the incredibly successful songwriter from the 60s and 70s. And if anyone listening knows him, please ask him to get in touch with me. I miss him. I'm not joking. I mean, we were friends for a long time, and we've lost touch. And in so much as I'm here in Santa Barbara, I would sure like to meet him for lunch someday and catch up. Our next segment is single-parent dating. And I need to clarify something about this segment, or my wife will kill me when I get home. I am married. While we're talking about dating, I am married. That's M-A-R-R-I-E-D. So I am talking about past experience, not anything present. I love my wife, and I intend to stay married. Our special guest is Rachel Serra. She's also known as Single Mom Seeking and is an award-winning journalist and the author of the dating memoir Single Mom Seeking. Rachel is contacted regularly as a parenting expert. Most recently, she was interviewed on the Today Show for a segment on when is it okay for kids to run around naked. Welcome, Rachel, to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Thank you for having me. Your introduction was so sweet about your wife.
Well, I realized after the fact that here I'm talking about dating as if I'm still doing it, and it's not respectful. And part of a good relationship, which I'm sure you would agree, is respecting each other and acknowledging, especially when you're in a marriage or monogamous relationship, acknowledging that it's important to you, that you matter. It's actually one of the reasons I wear a wedding ring. I like the world to know I am married.
Good for you.
So we've been talking about teens and their angst as our subject, but I thought, given our general topic, that we could open it up to general discussions and about single-parent dating and the thoughts you and I may have about that, having both gone through it extensively, and offer callers and or listeners some feedback and thoughts. I have an email or two that I think we can get to if time allows, but I thought I'd turn it over to you first, Rachel, with some thoughts you may have.
Yeah, and staying on that thread that you and Pastor Drew were talking about, I do think that it's incredibly common, and I definitely have firsthand experience with this, about when you are dating as a single parent, whether your child is younger, tween, or teen, it's very, very common that your child will get angry, upset, scared when you start dating again, and especially if you, maybe the first time you introduce somebody or when you start getting into a serious relationship. I don't know if you've had experience with that too, of your boys just feeling threatened or scared about the future changes and maybe acting out, showing that anger.
I was actually fortunate that I didn't experience too much of that, but I certainly have heard about it from other single parents. And more so, I think, for the moms. In fact, I do have, an email that I think you could answer much better than I.
Sure.
That addresses this very fact. And it surprised me when I experienced this myself with women I dated, which is the point of this email. It says, let me read it to you. It says, Rachel and Bruce. There's no name with this email, by the way,
okay.
So it's an anonymous one.
Uh-huh.
I am so frustrated as my teen daughter seems to be just fine with her dad dating, but is completely angry when I do. It seems so unfair and such a double standard. Any thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I sure can say a lot about that one. Being the mother of daughter and being a single parent for a decade and now being in a serious, committed, loving relationship, which I gladly talk more about on another show. But I think that the mother-daughter bond is so incredibly tight, and there's just something about it that it is really, really challenging for my own daughter and for other single mothers I know who have daughters when their mother starts maybe not even as much as showing attention to somebody else, but the fact that she's getting attention from somebody else can feel like very, very scary. And I think it's just so important to remember that it's so normal for your daughter to have these feelings and to really give her the space to really express her feelings. And, of course, just like Pastor Drew was talking about, you know, healthy space, so no self-harming. But if you can really attempt to carve out a regular time during your week, I mean, ideally it will be more than once a week, but really to spend time with your daughter, just like ask your daughter, like, carve out an hour and just say, what would you like to do? And she might want to do something that you're totally uninterested in, like go, you know, shoe shopping. Well, just go for it. Just spend time with her. Go to the stores and walk around with her. And I have no doubt that probably along the way, she might start talking, she might start expressing her feelings, and if you can really be there and listen to her, and it might be really challenging to not react or get upset and get defensive, but if you can really give her the space to let her fears come up, because underneath that, there's probably a lot of fear.
Well, of course there is. I also think there are a couple other situations in this regard that are worth discussing. First, if you are lucky enough to have what I call a happy divorce, and the other spouse, or in the case of our emailer, her ex-husband, her daughter's father, is taking the kids on occasion, whether it's 50-50 or just weekends. If you devote your dating time to the time your kids are not around, that obviously makes the problem much less present.
Yeah.
I was a 24/7 single dad during the 5 years or so between my divorce and my second marriage. And I didn't have a choice. Unless I could afford a lot of babysitters, at some point the kids just had to be aware dad was going out. And fortunately, they didn't have that same reaction that I found so many of the moms I did date got from their daughters. So this seems to be a gender divide here. The boys didn't like not being away with me all the time, but since I was there most of the time and I was a work-at-home dad, they didn't feel any kind of serious neglect. But a single mom that has their kids all the time and maybe works out of the house is going to get a lot more of this negativity from their daughters, who may also have the fantasy, which my boys did not, of mom and dad getting back together. That is such a common thing for young kids, especially the girls.
Right. Yeah, and I think it's also important to say, I really hear you about if you do have a healthy co-parenting relationship with good communication, you can really take that with those days that you have off to date. But if you do have a teenager, I do think it's really important just to be honest and open. Of course, you don't need to share details about where you're going on your date or what happened, but I've also heard the flip side about moms who have, say, like dated someone for a year and their daughter really didn't know, and then all of a sudden, a shocker, here he is, we're getting engaged, which is like the flip side of kind of like secrecy, which for a teenager would probably be very painful to handle.
You know, it's funny. Therapist advised me that there was an arbitrary period of like 6 months before you either introduce or tell your kids about a serious date. And I think that's exactly the word I used, arbitrary. You know your own kids. I actually let my kids somewhat participate in my dating escapades. I would tell them without going into details. They didn't meet every woman, of course. But the time frame that you take before you either tell them about somebody serious or introduce them to somebody is really got to be subject to how your kids are responding. It's not a set time or a set answer. Every kid is different.
Right.
Rachel, we are about to run out of time. I would like to make sure that we leave our audience with a way to get a hold of you in case they have been too afraid to call in or write us directly. Please, why don't you share with us your contact information?
Sure. Well, I'd love to see you on my blog at singlemomseeking.com. So you can reach my blog through my main website, singlemomseeking.com. S as in Sam, EEKING.com. You can click on my blog there.
Excuse me, it's S like in Salon. Okay, what's going on here, Rachel? I thought we're buddies.
I got that. I'll make a note for next time.
Please, please. Rachel, this time with you has just gone by exceedingly quick, which I love. That means we're on to something and we're connecting, and I thank you again. I look forward to speaking with you next week. It is time for a break, so I will say goodbye to you, Rachel, and remind our callers to please call in at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.